You ever wonder what is going on in the world today? You ever wonder why things are as they are? Many times, dear friends, we will look at the world that is around us and we find ourselves sometimes in a state of despair. Sometimes we get very troubled because of the things and the situations that's going on in our lives and in the lives that are around us. I can tell you today, the remedy was and the remedy is and the remedy forever will be Jesus Christ, for He is the way, the truth, and the life. It is through Him that one can have joy and peace in their heart. And I tell you today, if you're wondering about the situations and the things that's going on in your life today, I can tell you the answer lays in Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter number 3. The book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Our message is entitled today, Lowering the Bar. As you're turning there to Paul's letter to a young minister by the name of Timothy, you will find there that the Apostle Paul is incarcerated. Soon his martyrdom would occur. Paul would die for the cause of Christ. And in this touching, heartfelt letter to a young minister that was in his company, Paul would write, 2 Timothy, in chapter 3, in verse number 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Oh, dear friend, when the Holy Spirit led us here to the second letter of Timothy, the Lord began to speak to our heart about the day and time in which it is that we live. I believe, dear friends, that men today have lowered the bar comes to sin. I can tell you today, if it was sin then, it's sin today. If it was something that was contrary to the will of God yesterday, it is today. Well, you see, dear friend, the Word of God teaches us and tells us that the Lord God Almighty is the same today as He was yesterday, and He will be, praise God, forevermore. Paul, in this letter to young Timothy, expounded to him that in that day in which it is he lived, that perilous times was on the rise. What does that mean? It means that times are very hard and very dark and very grueling. And Paul warned that young minister about the situations that was arising around them. I tell you today, dear friends, the old adversary, the devil himself, is rearing his ugly head, and he is bringing pain and hardship to people all around us. I tell you today, if you look around, you don't have to look very long before you see people that are troubled and hurting because of sin. You say, Brother Lynn, why has that occurred? Oh, dear friend, the old adversary, the devil himself, is seeking to bring havoc and trouble to the heart and the lives of Christians today. And Paul seen it. He realized it. And he conveyed that word to young Timothy that in these last days, perilous times will come. Well, you see, dear friend, Satan himself himself knows that his time is running short. And God is about to send his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for the church. I tell you today, dear friends, it's God's will. It's God's desire not to put off what you need to do today, because I can tell you on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious word, we're not promised tomorrow. Oh, as I began to look at this glorious word, the Holy Spirit began to speak to our heart how that Paul was so troubled because the apostasy was about him. You might say, Brother Lynn, what does apostasy mean? It means a falling away, a great falling away. Well, you see, dear friend, in Paul's day, as it is in our day, men of faith was not preaching against sin. They had what was then, as they do today, a watered down religion. You can talk to people today and they will tell you that there's many ways to get to heaven. I can tell you today that Jesus said in John 14, verse number 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is the way. Praise his glorious name. He's the only way. Oh, but men today have done what? They've lowered the bar. They don't like to call sin sin. They just call them turbulent situations. I tell you today, dear friends, you depart this world without Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life. You lift your eyes in the devil's hell. I can tell you on the authority of God's word, it's the Lord's will, it's his desire, and we preach heaven sweet and hell hot, and let people know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun to them by their faith in Jesus Christ. That's why that Paul preached as he did. That's why that Paul conveyed this encouraging word to young Timothy. He wanted him to know that perilous times had arrived. A great falling away was in the midst, but it was God's desire for he, like we, to stand true upon the word and to be steadfast and to be unmovable and declare the good news of Jesus Christ before a lost, dying, and needful world. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that so important? Oh, dear friend, it is important because it is God's will that not any should perish, but that all would have eternal life. Paul was in prison for sharing his faith. He came under much scrutiny and faced much in way of opposition, but he stayed the course and he kept the faith because he knew, as we know, that if one will come to know Jesus Christ through the planting of seeds of the good news, it's worth it all. But people today will pat you on the back and say how good you are. Dear friends, I can tell you today, we're all sinners saved by grace. We are all in need of a Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and cares for us, wants to make us a way, because praise God, he is the way. Oh, I can tell you, when you look here at God's precious inerrant word, the Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 6, in verse number 16, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the old ways and see and ask for the old paths where is good. Jeremiah speaking about the old paths. What's he saying? He's saying this, the old paths. house was the way of Noah and the patriarchs of faith. It worked then and it works today. The same saving grace that blessed Paul and the same saving grace that blesses you and me. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the world thinks by lowering the bar when it comes to sin. I can tell you on the authority of God's word that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the way, the truth, and the peace. The Bible says that if you know the truth, you're what? You're free. I can tell you today, through the power and the love of God, I have liberty today. I'm not bound by sin because of my faith in Jesus Christ. The shackles of sin had me and held me and was going to throw me in the lake of fire has been diminished. They have been destroyed. They've been crushed through the love and the sacrifice of Christ. Oh, I can tell you, people don't like to hear that. You know why? Because they've lowered the bar. They like to tell that everybody's good, everybody's going to heaven, everything is fine. I can tell you today, no longer than we've stood here, there have been people that have taken their last breath in this life, and they've opened their eyes in the devil's hell. I tell you today, friends that know Jesus, let us stand in the old paths. Let us declare the old ways and tell people that there's an old-fashioned altar. There's a place that you can come to pour out your heart and be saved and have liberty and joy in your heart. Oh, that's what Paul was declaring to young Timothy. That's why that he said what he did. He said, know this also, that in the last days, perilous times will come. I can tell you, friends, things is worse today than I've ever seen. I don't know how old many of you are, but things has changed greatly in the last 10 to 20 years. And if the Lord tarries and don't come after his church, it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. That's why the Word of God encourages us and enables us to declare the good news of the gospel before a lost, dying, and needful world. I tell you, people, they blame global warming. They blame what's going on in Washington. They blame this and they blame that. I tell you what the problem is. The problem is sin and watered down religion and people that won't stand on the truth of a living God. That's the problem in our world today. You get on your prayer bones, you fall on your knees, and you humble yourself before the Lord. He will bless you. He will help you. He will bring you, praise God, where you need to be. Oh, it worked then. Praise be to God. It works now. When I looked here at the word, I thought a lot about Jeremiah, this old man of faith from the Old Testament. He echoed the same ministry of the Apostle Paul. Jeremiah would say in Jeremiah 18, in verse number 15, he said, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in the paths in a way cease not up. What Paul was saying, what Jeremiah is saying, his people have forgotten where they are. They have forgotten how they've been blessed. And Jeremiah spoke about the looking up. People today are not lifting their eyes unto the hills. They're not looking to where their help cometh from. I tell you today, it ain't about Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit needing you. It's about you needing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's us who need Him. It is through Him we can thrive. It's God's will that we cleave to the Word. That word cleave means to weld. It means to bond. Oh, dear friends, this Word is our refuge. It's our strength. It's our present help in time of trouble. But people today have lowered the bar. There are some translations that reads like comic books. It's so far removed from the will of God. And Paul was telling Timothy that in these last days, these perilous times would come. But we declare to you today, dear friends, by the Word of the living God, what Luke wrote in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 4, in verse number 12, the Word of God says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. I tell you today, the only remedy, the only cure for the wakes and woes of the world is Jesus Christ our Lord. People today have lowered the bar. They're saying, hey, it's all right. It's okay. Things will be better. I tell you what, dear friends, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. Why? Because the adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, and he walks about seeking whom he may devour. He has a desire to destroy you. He has a desire to hurt you. He has a desire to harm you. He has a desire to bring problems to your life. Oh, dear friends, just know that the adversary, he's real, and he's ready to bring problems. Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief cometh to destroy and to kill. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they can have it more abundant. Do you have an abundant life today? I tell you, dear friends, you can. Do I have problems? Yes. Do I have worries? Yes. Do I have woes? Yes. Do I have family out of church? Yes. Do I have family that is lost? Yes. Do I have people in trouble in my family? Yes. But I know that God, who loves me, has a desire for me not to lower the bar, but to spread the good news of the gospel and let them know what will bring them freedom. We today that are in the confines of Pine Hill Baptist Church have a mission. We today that are in the house of prayer today have an obligation. You say, Brother Lynn, what is that obligation? Is to share the good news. Not water it down. Everybody wants a pat on the back. Everybody wants to be told how good they are. Dear friends, I tell you what, when I come to the throne of grace in way of salvation, I didn't tell Christ that I was a deacon's son. I didn't tell the Lord my mama was a Sunday school teacher. I didn't tell them that I was a member of RAs, the Royal Ambassador. No, I came to the foot of the cross in a need. I came to the foot of the cross in seeking our salvation. It went about who I knew. It went about where I belonged. It was about my faith in Jesus Christ the Lord. Somebody didn't tell me, oh, your daddy's a deacon, your mama's a Sunday school teacher, you're good to go. No, I wasn't good to go. What made me good to go was accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord. No other name. No other name. No other name under heaven which man can be saved. Now the world will not agree with that. The Unitarians and Muslims and Hindus and etc. They believe in a lot of different ways to get to God. A lot of other ways to get to glory. But I can tell you today, dear friend, the woes of the world have crept upon our society today because there's a lowering of the bar. Sin. Sin began in the Garden of Eden. Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit declared it sin then. It's sin today. A great apostasy, a great falling away occurred in Paul's day. And as he declared it to the young Timothy, he wanted him to be aware of all that was going on in his world. I tell you today, let us be aware and mindful of what's going on in the world today. Satan is having a field day in the families that we know. Satan is running rampant in our world today. And I declare you the good news of Jesus Christ, who can make things well. Jesus. You know, if money could have cured it, as wealthy as this nation is, it had been done a long time ago. If power and position could have done it, it would have been done many years ago. But there is but one way. No matter what the world may say or what the world may think, there is but one way. And that's Jesus Christ, who is the glorious way. We've spoken about Paul. We spoke about Jeremiah. We touched on a passage from Luke the physician. We'll close today with a passage of Scripture that comes from the general epistle of the book of James. James, a half-brother of Jesus Christ, looked at and seen as one of the pillars of the early church, would write a general epistle. He would write a general epistle to many that had fallen victim to the opposition and the persecution and the trials and the tribulations that was running rampant in the young and early church. James would declare in chapter 4, verse number 10 of the epistle that bears his name, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." Humble oneself. Humble. Come before His presence with thanksgiving. Come into His presence with praise. Come with a heartfelt desire to be used by God in the world in which it is that we live. Because you see, dear friends, man has lowered the bar. Man has condoned the things of this society-laden cesspool and embraced it. And now, so many minds has been saturated with that devilish propaganda that folks are dying and going to hell as we speak. The remedy, the cure, is Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. In these last days, perilous times will come. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, the message seems bleak." No, dear friends, it's not bleak. For as long as my Jesus sits on the right hand of God the Father, there's hope. For He is the Son. Not the S-U-N, but He's the S-O-N.
He's the one that can take the crooked and make it straight. He's the one that can establish your goings. He's the one that can put a new song in your mouth. He's the one who loved you and gave himself for you so that you today could have life and have it more abundantly. Now the world says, well, you know, that's all well and good, but everything's going to be good. You know, the post-millennials, they believe that one day it's going to be utopia. Well, dear friends, I got news for you today. There's a reckoning day coming. They are. And you say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm young, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I got a lot of time. Did you know something, dear friends? We may not be able to meet next Sunday. The Lord may come back for his church before now and then. Now the world says, well, don't worry about that. It'll all be good. But I can tell you today, dear friends, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, it won't be good. But because I know him, and because you have an opportunity to know him, all can be well in your life today. Don't think, don't be concerned about what the world says or what the world thinks. You know, when I first got into the ministry, you know, and I was young, and people would say everything to you, and I probably wore my feelings on my sleeves, got my feelings hurt a lot. A lot of things happen in churches and you just sidetrack you and just, you know, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and let me know real quick. Dear friend Lynn, if you please him, everything else will fall into place. And I tell you today, dear friends, if you have a desire in your heart to please him, everything else will fall into place. Talking to a lady yesterday about the goodness of God and the grace of God. You know, you have people say, well, you know, if I succumb to what it is that the Holy Spirit would have me to do, you know, all my friends will leave me. Dear friends, if they're going to leave you because of Jesus, they wasn't your friends to begin with. Paul told Timothy, he said, in these last days, perilous times are coming. He wanted him to know. He wanted him to be aware. Let us not depart this house of prayer wearing rose-colored glasses. Let us see it for what it is. The old people in this holler used to say, well, it's all going to hell in a handbasket. Truer words were never spoken. But praise be to God for that hope and joy that one can have in Christ. Things are bad. Things are terrible. But Jesus Christ, dear friends, let it never be said that he doesn't. Rest assured of this, he has divine control. He has divine control. So if you're here today and you need a little spiritual uplift, if you're here today and you need an extra spring in your step, if you're here today and you're lost and you're destined for hell, there's a Lord who loves you. For the Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't listen to the propaganda of the world lowering the bar, but know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun through one's faith in Jesus Christ, our precious Lord. Let's stand to our feet.